Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Weil.
The Red Sox blaze their way to another victory on the road as they beat the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 4-2 today. So they're now 9-3 away from Fenway Park. But some bad news for the Red Sox in this game. Yet another injury to an important player as Tristan Casas left this game after the top of the first inning with left rib discomfort. So we're now going to have to wait to see how he is. And we know the deal with injuries with this Red Sox team and what they've already had to deal with this year on that front. You think of really important guys. Rafi Devers has been day-to-day. He was not in the lineup again today for the ninth time in the last in the first 22 games of the year. Tyler O'Neill out with concussion-like symptoms. He's on the seven-day IL. Vaughn Grissom working his way back. At least he's playing, though, today in AAA Worcester as part of a doubleheader. Trevor Story out for the season. Lucas Giolito didn't get a chance to pitch at all. You know the deal. Of course, Nick Pivetta, Garrett Whitlock, also both on the injured list as well. So this is exactly what the Red Sox didn't need, to have another injury. But that being said, they were able to do enough in this game to pull out the win, beat the Buccos by a score of 4-2. Masataka Yoshida hits a big home run. Cutter Crawford was great again in this win, going six innings and allowing seven hits and one run while walking three and striking out six. This is Red Sox Review. Thanks for joining us. If you want to call in, join the conversation, 617-779-7937. Again, 617-779-7937. You can also text us at 37937. We're going to take you up to 8 p.m. here on Red Sox Review. But we need to figure out or find out what Alex Cora has to say after this game about Tristan Casas and what we do here moving forward. Let's hear what he had to say.
Tristan had to come out. Is he doing okay?
No, he's not doing okay. They're checking on him right now. You got the report from everybody. So they're checking on him. We'll know more over the course of the night.
Happened?
There was a swing in that first at bat. I don't know how many swings, but he kind of like stretched out. So I think it was right in the middle. He ended up walking that one, and when he came in, he's like, I can play defense, but you need somebody to hit for me in the next at bat. I said, no, you just go in. And so they're checking on him, like I said, and we'll know more over the course of the night.
Sounds like an oblique cut.
No, it's kind of like the rib area. That's where it is. Yeah. So,
what'd you think about Cutter?
He was excellent. He was good. and he had enough towards the end. He had to pitch out of some tough situations. He battled today and he gave us enough.
You made a quick visit there. It wasn't a long conversation.
Yeah, this year, last year, go get him, you know. And this is where we are now. We got to trust these guys to go deep into the game. And, I think they have earned the right, you know, so far, whatever 3 weeks or whatever it is, you know, they've been outstanding. And, we were a little bit thinking the bullpen. Slayton, he pitched two innings the other day, Bernie with the opening thing, so we needed him to go deep, and he did.
I know that you guys have thought he's really good for a while, but has this run kind of, you know, solidified that or exceeded expectations or anything like that?
I always trusted him since day one I saw him. I knew, you know, his stuff is really good, and you know, when he made the team a few years ago, we made him a reliever. We made him a two-pitch pitcher. That was wrong from our end. You know, this guy's a starter at the big league level. You know, he has weapons. He knows how to pitch. And he's learning. He's learning throughout the process, and we're very proud of him.
Just that sequence with the bases loaded, you know, how impressive was that to back-to-back strikeouts there?
Yeah, I mean, we gave him the chance to go out there and compete, you know, and probably last year he's out of the game. But we trust him, and he did an amazing job.
Swing
on
Massa right there.
Good one. Yeah, the guy was slide stepping the whole time, had us off with men on, and in that one he decided to go with the leg kick, put him in time, and hit the ball in the air. The ball was carrying a little bit to right field. We didn't do much offensively, but we did enough. Pablo with a walk, that was huge. You know, huge at bat, and the bullpen did an amazing job.
All right, so that was Alex Cora talking after the Red Sox 4-2 win. A couple of things to follow up on there. I mean, We hear Alex Cora a lot in these post-game press conferences, and more times than not, he's pretty upbeat, or he'll make jokes and he'll be positive. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, but I'd say more times than not, even if they lose, he finds a way to be jokey. And you heard him at the least at the end there with questions that pertain to things that were more positive, like Cutter Crawford, or the way that he was set up, or Masataka Yoshida. He started to feel a little bit more upbeat. But I thought it was pretty telling right from the get-go. And Zach Coe, my fantastic producer behind the glass, he kind of primed me for this with the way that Alex Cora answered that first question from Jamai Webster about Tristan Casas and how he is. And he said immediately, no, he's not okay. And then, you know, got into the injury a little bit, said it was in the rib area. I think we all thought in watching the replay of the one swing he took on that 3-1 pitch, we thought it could be the oblique. But Alex Cora saying it's the rib area. This is brutal. I mean, this is a brutal loss for this team because of all the injuries they've already had to deal with. And then on top of that, you have a guy in Tristan Casas that we all look at as like a star in the making. And he's already shown that this year. He came into today's game with 6 home runs, hit one last night to left center field. And so to lose him, now that's another hole you have to figure out how you're going to fill. And tomorrow, you're going to have no Casas, you're going to have no Devers, and no Tyler O'Neill, because with those latter two, Alex Cora is saying that the hope is that they can get them back on Tuesday against the Guardians. So this is a tough situation for this team that we already knew coming into the season, depth-wise, they were thin, and that's why we all hoped the Red Sox would make more moves in the offseason. They didn't do that. And you know, you don't plan for losing a Tristan Casas, right? Because that's one of your you know, your prime guys, your key cogs that you hope is going to be there the whole year. We don't know how long he's going to be out, but obviously the fact that he had to be out at all, or he has to be out at all, you know, likely I'm not going to be playing tomorrow, most likely, is not good. And that's my hard-hitting analysis for you. Joe Wilder here with your Red Sox Review, 617-779-7937. And now the question becomes how you fill that first base void. Do you put Bobby Dalbec over there at first? Well, he had another bad day at the plate. He went 0-for-4, 2 strikeouts. So now he's 1-for-26 this year. 1-for-26 with a lot of strikeouts, 15 strikeouts. You could put Rob Refsnyder there because when he was doing his minor league rehabbing, he got some run over there at first base. That's a possibility. Maybe you put Pablo Reyes over there. We know he's played a little bit of first base, but it's not Tristan Casas, a guy that I just wanted to bring this up, and then we're going to get to the phone lines here in a second. And again, if you want to call in, 617-779-7937. This was a pretty staggering stat after yesterday's game. I mentioned this in the pregame if you were listening, but he hit a home run and walked yesterday. Casas is the 10th player to record at least 35 home runs and 100 walks in his career in his first 180 games. So 10 players in Major League history have done this. And now he's one of 2 Red Sox that have done that. The only other Red Sox, Ted Williams. So that's pretty good company. I'm not saying he's Ted Williams, right? But this is a guy that in his young career has already done a lot of good. So now that he's out, this is going to be a brutal blow for a lineup that's already missing guys that you were hoping to rely upon, like a Raffy Devers and a Tyler O'Neill. Again, hopefully we get those guys back on Tuesday, but with Devers, it's been nagging stuff already. Tyler O'Neill, he's already talked about working his way back from that collision with Devers and just the fogginess in his mind. So you wonder if when he gets back into gameplay, if it's going to be as smooth a transition as we would hope. But on a positive note, and speaking of positive notes, happy 420 to anybody that celebrated today. And if you're a Red Sox fan and you're celebrated 420, you'd be smiling right now to see them at least win. They did win 4-2 today over the Pittsburgh Pirates. So they're now 12-10 overall and 9-3 away from Fenway Park. Let's go to the phones for the first time. Let's go to Carl in Westfield. Carl, thanks for joining us. All right, we will try Carl again here in a moment. Red Sox, again, a winner by a score of 4-2 today over the Pirates. If you want to call in, 617-779-7937, we're going to take you up to 8 p.m. here on Red Sox Review. So it'll be interesting to look at the lineup tomorrow and see what they're going to try to, you know, figure out from a resources standpoint, how they fill the void without Tristan Casas. We have some people texting in about the Casas injury. One person texting, if Casas heads to the IL, who would take his place? Dahlbeck. Nico Cavadas at AAA, he hit 2 home runs last night. Now, Nico Cavadas, he's not on the 40-man, but he has really impressed for the Red Sox in their farm system. He hit 2 home runs yesterday, as a texter pointed out. I actually talked to Tyler Murray yesterday, one of the Woo Sox broadcasters, part of our radio network as well. I think he needs more seasoning, to the person who texted in just about Cavadas. He needs more seasoning before they can make the decision to put him on the 40-man, because he does strike out a lot in AAA. It's the same case again this year as it was last, but we'll certainly keep an eye on a guy like that who could maybe at some point have an impact with this team this year.
What is Cavadas like defensively? Because from my understanding of him as a prospect, I thought he needed some work defensively, or was a DH-type prospect.
Yeah, I think that kind of plays. People compare him. Now, this is I don't want to say he's the same as him, because if he was, he'd be a major leaguer. But there's a little Kyle Schwarber in him, in the sense of Schwarber could hit, but he obviously couldn't defend. So I think that the profile is similar-ish. Again, I'm not trying to say that they're the same player, because the Red Sox would take a Kyle Schwarber on their team right now. But Cavadas, to his credit, again, he had 2 home runs yesterday. And, you know, I think for somebody like him, it's going to take some more time, more seasoning in AAA for him to really get to the point where they take him seriously enough to put him on the 40-man and on the actor, you know, on the major league roster. But got to watch, I think, for sure. With this Red Sox organization, but now you have to figure out how you replace somebody this important. And it's good that the Red Sox have won the first two games of this series, because you obviously want to win tomorrow. And as somebody points out, the Red Sox are 12-10. Dodgers lost today, so they're 12-11. So the Red Sox actually have a better record than the Los Angeles Dodgers. You could not have predicted that coming into this year. And hopefully that stays that way the rest of the season. I doubt it. But anyway, point being is that it's another player you have to replace on a roster that has already taken such a hit with key guys. And the frustrating thing, I just want to get this off my chest, and then we're going to go back to the phones as some calls are rolling in right now. You know, I was talking to Rob Bradford about this, and he said this is as bizarre a season as I could remember in his time covering the Red Sox. This starting rotation leads Major League Baseball in ERA. They got another great start from Cutter Crawford, whose ERA is at 0.66 after going 6 innings and allowing 1 run. Wasn't his best outing. He battled through a lot, but was still able to pull through. And they've gotten that. The home runs-wise, they came into today second in Major League Baseball. So they've had some things work their ways, but the errors in the homestand killed them. And the injuries obviously have taken a huge toll on this team. And now to be without Casas for a possible long period of time. I mean, Alex Cora is saying that he's, you know, immediately from the get-go there, that things aren't, that it's not good. He's not doing okay. That pretty much says everything you need to know, that this team's going to have to plan to be without Tristan Casas here for a little while. Again, if you want to call in, 617-779-7937. 7937. Zach, is Carl ready to go again? All right, let's go back to Carl in Westfield because he was hanging on tight earlier. Carl, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Joe. And boy, this is wild. Imagine what you just said. A better record than the super billionaire stacked to the brim Dodgers. And this is the funnier part. 9-3 on the road. Houston, we have the diagnosis. I've seen this on the road, watching the eyes of the best, toughest people. They see a foreign wrestling, CCP, and they can't move. They get their pants. These guys go on the road, have no drama, no stress, and they turn into the Hulk instead of Dr. Banner. And imagine Cutter Crawford. No, it's true. It is true. And Cutter Crawford, like you said, among 10 forevers. I didn't realize we had such a potentially ill staff. And with Hauk, and then what we're doing with Kentley, shutting him down 1-2-3 to close him out. And Mr. Oshita, second home run, 10 RBIs, not too shabby. Nice to see the Japanese contingent contributing other than money and gambling. And then the funniest part is we had the ability again, bases loaded. Cutter Crawford says, not in this house, not in your house. We come into town and everyone's terrified, pitches his way out of it. This is some major indicators. It's not too shabby. You know, the end of the world is falling. No, no, no. When we're on the road, and this is the other key part. Yes, it sucks. Injuries are a part of a team. We're getting hammered. But just like with Belichick, next man up, a door shuts, a window opens. You know, Hamilton, who would have thought a home run? Didn't have the defense. Bring in another guy. That's how people become somebody. Remember, everyone was nobody until they got a chance. Just give this team a chance. They got some ill pitching. And even if the defense falls apart, that pitching can win teams and shut things down.
Carl, I agree with so much of what you're saying there. Appreciate the call, especially because Carl was hanging on there. Calling in even before the show started, he was so pumped to talk about the Red Sox. But he's right about the starting pitching and the way it's blowing my mind to how good they've been. And especially a guy like Cutter Crawford. I don't think we appreciate his story enough. This is a guy that's been through three separate regimes with the Red Sox, drafted by Dave Dombrowski in the 16th round out of Florida Gulf Coast University, and then ends up being in Heim's system, and of course, it makes his way to the major leagues, and then now here he is thriving with the Craig Breslow regime. And these types of guys don't become stars in Major League Baseball. And they also don't become starters regularly. This is the 16th round. You got to think about all the players that were drafted before him. And here he is, a guy now through five starts that has an ERA of 0.66. He's allowed, after seven hits today, 16 hits in 27 and a third innings. Only two of them have been for extra bases. Dude has been awesome. And again, this wasn't his best outing. We saw him labor a bit. He left eight men on base in this one, yet it's still a win for the Red Sox because he gives them six strong. He talks Alex Cora they both had a conversation, Alex Cora challenging him, saying, this is your last batter, get him out in the sixth inning. And he ends up getting the strikeout to end that inning of Michael A. Taylor and gets out of it. So again, awesome work from Cutter Crawford. He has been a thrill to watch this season. If you want to get your calls in, 617-779-7937. You can also text us at 37937 as well. We're going to take you up close to 8 o'clock. Let's go to Kevin and Bill Ricca. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. I mean, you want the negativity or the positive first?
You start with whatever you like, my man.
All right. Now, the negativity is, when is this team going to hit midnight? You know, I mean, you know, I just, you know, I really like what's going on here. And then the positive is, you know, Tanner Houck and Crawford today. Somebody can make the argument that Crawford has pitched better than Houck. And Hauk is 3-1, and he just got his first win today. But anyways, his next start will be his fourth start in April, Hauk. And can he win again and go 4-1 in April?
You think he can, Kevin, you think he can get us another 1 hour, 49-minute game?
Well, maybe 2 hours and 10. Thank you.
Yeah, Kevin, appreciate the call. Appreciate you chiming in. And again, if you want to grab his line, 617-779-7937. Let's do a side-by-side here, and then we'll hit a break. And then Matt in West Springfield will hit you on the other side of the upcoming break that we'll take. let's do a side-by-side here of Tanner Houck and Cutter Crawford. So Cutter Crawford now 1-0, 0.66 ERA, 27 in a third innings pitch, 16 hits. He struck out 30 batters, and he's got 11 walks. Pretty good. Tanner Houck, he's got the Maddox under his belt, the 1 hour, 49-minute game. 3-1, 1.35 ERA, 28 strikeouts, and 26 and two-thirds innings. He does have just two walks. I don't know who to take, Zach. I mean, who would you take?
I think the growth that we've seen from Tanner Houck kind of puts him over the top for me over Crawford. I was looking at his Baseball Savant page the other day. He's in the 98th percentile in walks, just a 1.6% walk rate.
It's been absurd. It's been absurd. Both these guys have been unreal to start this season. And again, the coolest part about it is, and this is why we love sports, is when things are really unexpected, right? We didn't expect these two guys to be two of the best starting pitchers in Major League Baseball through the first, what is it, you know, 3.5, 4 weeks here. It's been awesome. And that being said, you get some positive, you know, with baseball, it always evens out, right? With your roster a lot of times where you have these maybe 10th percentile things happen, at least what you'd expect. And this is what we're talking about with Cutter Crawford and Tanner Houck being this good. But then the flip side of it is the Red Sox have had so many freaking injuries to start the season. And Tristan Casas now joins the list with what he sustained in the first inning with left rib discomfort. So we might have to be prepping for a future here, at least in the immediate future, of not having the star first baseman there, who was already off to a nice start this season. So the high of the win, another road win, 9-3 now on the road, 12-10 overall this season. The Red Sox have been awesome away from Fenway Park, but the low of you lost one of your key cogs today. And Alex Cora, again, we played it at the beginning of this segment, but him saying immediately when asked if he is doing okay, he said, no, he's not doing okay. And said it was an injury in the rib area. So we'll hopefully get more information on that very soon to find out the magnitude of that injury. We're going to take you close to 8 o'clock. We're going to take a break here in a moment. But again, just to give you the numbers, 617-779-7937 is what you do to call in and join us. Again, the Red Sox 4-2 winner today over the Pirates. And they'll look for the serious sweep tomorrow. Back with our final segment of Red Sox Review right after this on WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Red Sox light it up again on the field. They win 4-2 over the Pittsburgh Pirates today. Happy 420. Happy Saturday to everybody listening. And happy Bruins opening playoff night as well. Fun day of Boston sports. Fun weekend of Boston sports with the Bruins tonight, the Celtics tomorrow. And then the Red Sox, hopefully tomorrow, can wrap up a sweep of the Pittsburgh Pirates as well. Joe Weil with you here on Red Sox Review. We're going to take you close to 8 p.m. here. Going to try to duck out here right before 7:55. If you want to get your calls in, 617-779-7937. And want to hit on one thing, and then we're going to go back to the phone lines. Ian Kundle of Sox Prospects pointed this out, that catcher Taylor Heinemann was originally in the Woo Sox lineup for the second game of their doubleheader today, but he was scratched. He is the only healthy position player on the Red Sox 40-man roster in the minors right now. So the reason that move could have been made is because of the Tristan Casas injury. And if you missed everything today, he had to leave the game in the first inning. He had an injury to his rib area, the Red Sox said, during the game, that it was left rib discomfort. But Alex Cora sounded pretty serious in his post-game comments about the injury, and Tristan Casas did not speak with the media. He had left the ballpark as the media ultimately came in. So not a good sign for, again, a player so important. And as Zach Coe and I, my producer, we were just joking about right before we came back on air, not joking, but more so making a larger point, that you think of the most important players on this team, guys that you didn't want to lose. Well, tomorrow they're going to be without Tristan Casas. I feel pretty comfortable saying that. I mean, I'll say 99.9%. Rafi Devers, who Alex Cora said they hope to get back on Tuesday as he works his way from that bone bruise in his knee. Tyler O'Neill, concussion-like symptoms. He also is a guy that the Red Sox hope to get back on Tuesday, but will not be available tomorrow. And Trevor Story, of course, is out for the season. I mean, those are four guys you really banked on doing stuff this year for you, being your most important players, and none of those guys are going to be in the lineup tomorrow. Thankfully, the Red Sox have already won the series, but it would have been nice to have all those guys, or at least some of those guys, going into tomorrow's game against the Pirates. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Matt in West Springfield. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
How's it going? Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing I want to touch on tonight, obviously we had a very solid performance from Crawford. You know, that's good to see. You know, the starting pitching's been very good this year. You know, the relief could do a little bit of work, but, I mean, you know, it seems like that's kind of just been the Red Sox for the last couple of years. But definitely the Casas thing is the biggest thing I want to touch on. Obviously losing him for, who knows, an unpronounced period of time and not having Devers in the lineup, you know, that's two of our biggest sluggers there. So I'm a little concerned. I'd like to see what Cora has to say about that, you know, in the upcoming days, you know, and definitely figure out what's going to be going on with that, because, you know, that power in the lineup is definitely one of the biggest things that are keeping us alive, you know, especially with Casas. He's been smacking the ball all over the place. You know, it's good to have Duran at least still in the lineup. He's been producing pretty well, hitting a couple triples here and there. He's been stealing bases. That guy's definitely been a solid piece for us to have this season. But yeah, you know, I definitely, my biggest thing was, I just want to know, you know, and I'm sure you guys are thinking the same thing. Yeah. But I'm just looking forward to see what Cora's got to say tomorrow about Casas, and just figure out what's going on with that.
Yeah, Matt.
Thanks, guys, for the call. I appreciate it.
And Matt, appreciate you joining us there. We're all going to be holding our breath till tomorrow, where Alex Cora hopefully can give us more information about Tristan Casas. I think it's so important to highlight that since the All-Star break of last year, he's truly been, I feel pretty comfortable saying this, a top 20 hitter in Major League Baseball. That might even be a little conservative. Maybe you could say top 15. I'm not going to go that far just because I haven't done the full math on it, but he's been so consistent, OPS above 900 since he kicked off that second half of the season last year. And he'd been swinging the bat so well, too. So, again, tomorrow, no Devers, no O'Neill, no Casas, and, of course, we already knew this, but no Trevor Story as well. That means guys like Masataka Yoshida and Willier Abreu and Jarren Duran really need to kind of carry the load. And Rob Refsnyder's actually done pretty well the last couple days since he's been starting recently, and I think they're going to have to roll him out a lot more as well. But I like what I've seen out of Willier Abreu. Today he gets on base four times, three walks and a hit. He now has a 9-game on base streak. Masataka Yoshida, this is why Alex Cora is a good manager. Again, for the people that don't like Alex Cora, I'm not saying you can't criticize a guy because everybody can be criticized, but smart of him to give Masataka Yoshida some days off, get his mind right. And look, he's delivered since then. He had a great game, or he had a good game yesterday, ended up getting on base three times. And today, three hits and some hard hit balls as well, including a home run, his second of the season. They need those guys to step up tomorrow to get the sweep against the Pirates. Hopefully they can take care of business and do that. But it is that Tristan Casas is going to be a big loss if they ultimately...
Just real quick before we get out of here, I got the numbers since the All-Star break last year on Casas. 54 games, he's hitting .317, 15 homers, 38 RBIs with a 1034 OPS.
Pretty good. Pretty good, right? Yeah, I mean, he's been awesome.
I'll take that.
I take that too, and now we're going to be holding our breath here. It's never good when a player, after leaving a game, is trending on X, and that's the case with Casas right now. And hopefully he'll be okay. But again, the Red Sox, 4-2 winner today over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Take solace in that they won again against the Pirates. And now they'll go for the sweep tomorrow. Again, busy weekend of Boston sports this weekend with the Bruins getting it going tonight in the playoffs. Hopefully they can get the job done. Celtics tomorrow against the Miami Heat, looking for revenge from last year. I want to thank Zach Coe. Fantastic work. I'm Joe Weil saying so long on Red Sox Review. Join us for the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show tomorrow at 12:35. First pitch at 1:35.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.